we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine.
Bonjour, this is a Schmoovecast. My name is Leah. I am a Scorpio. I like to craft. So check me out. Okay. Yeah, so this is a Schmoovecast. It's Friday night. I should be out getting my party on, getting my drink on and my smoke on. And go home with something to poke on. No, I don't smoke. And I have nothing to poke with. So, anyway, so here I am. Friday night. I am so sleepy. I don't even know what to do. I was going to do a little bit of crafting. But I decided not to just yet. I'm going to wait. Craft when I'm done with this. Otherwise, it would be fun to, like, you know, podcraft. Isn't that clever? I'm sorry if I'm crazy. I'm a little sleepy, a little loopy. It's like I'm sleepy. I'm tired, but I'm not sleepy. So I'm not really sleepy. I'm tired. I'm a little loopy, a little slap happy, if you will. I went for a walk with a pal, my pal Sally. We walked around a local park. We had a good time. It was a beautiful day here in the Central Tennessee area. I enjoyed it, that's for sure. Oh, pardon me. Oh, it's so yawny. Anyway, so here we are. I'm home, tired. My doggie's up here. Flashy's not here tonight. He's usually here at least one night on a weekend. But this time, he is not going to be here because there's just too much going on. So it ain't going to happen. So, Danny, are you okay? He started making odd noises. You couldn't hear him. So, okay. So let's talk about the week. Let's first of all talk about Reese Witherspoon, who is the first Tennessean ever to win an Academy Award. Well, no, she's not, by the way. She so is not. She wasn't even the only person to win an Academy Award that night from Tennessee. Okay? She annoys the shit out of me. What is her deal? Why does she act like Nashville is some bass-ackwards hick town? I mean, you know, there's a little bit of, it's more like rural than, say, you know, your Atlantas. But it's not like we sit around chewing tobacco, wearing no shoes, sitting on the porch with a hound dog. I mean, we do, and I do that because I've got a hound dog. And I like to sit on my porch, but you know what I'm saying. We, you know, we do have, we have some civilization here. So, you know, up yours, Reese Witherspoon, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, you could take the Oscar and cram it up your ass. I'm not going to repeat rumors, but let's just say I've known several women my age. Reese Witherspoon is a couple years younger, I think, than I am. But I know many women my age and her age, in that age group, who have just who lived in the Central Tennessee area back when, you know, she was a high schooler. And I have heard so many stories about her and how just conniving she could be, but I'm not going to get into that because they're not my stories to share. But let's just say you come to Nashville and you ask anybody who graduated from a Nashville high school in the mid-90s, you're going to get a lot of trash talking about that Reese Witherspoons. That's all. So, good times. I didn't watch the Academy Awards. I actually went out and had a great time. At a benefit for a pal who just recently had surgery. It was a great show. I saw some bands I haven't seen in forever. I saw my ex-boyfriend. Yeah, he was there. Didn't talk to him. I don't think he even knew I was there, which was, you know, a blessing and a curse at the same time, because it's like, oh, I looked really good and I wanted him to see how hot I was, you know? But at the same time, I didn't want him to see me, because then he'd feel obligated to talk to me, and I didn't want to talk to him. I still don't want to talk to him. Basically, here's the deal. I want to talk to him, but on my own friggin' terms. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll decide when I'm ready to talk to you, whore. I will initiate contact, motherfucker. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Well, I'm not. I mean, I really do want to be the... I'd want things on my terms, but it doesn't matter. Does not matter at all. So then there's that. Let me talk about Zoloft. I feel like talking about Zoloft for a minute. Because... hold on. Oh. I haven't talked really about the fact that I'm on Zoloft. And the reason why is because I guess... I want you to understand, I'm not one to jump blindly into the world of antidepressants. I'm really not. It was, I mean, I got robbed at gunpoint about a year ago, and in order to combat my potential PTSD that could arise from such a problem, he wanted to put me on an SSRI, and I said, no, sir, no, you're not, and he got kind of angry and uppity. Not in a professional, in a totally professional way, the psychiatrist did. But sure enough, he was impressed that I dealt with it on my own. However, this goes back before the breakup. This goes way back before the breakup. Probably to about last June, maybe. I just couldn't, you know, I was crying constantly. And I don't know if it was my relationship that made me cry. It might have been. He was not the greatest of boyfriends. But he did care about me. I'm not going to sit here and say that he treated me like crap. I mean, he just didn't know better. He's one of these people who is so... I don't know. Let's not get into him. So anyway, so last summer I was really depressed. And it took a lot for me to even go see a psychiatrist at all. And it's not really a psychiatrist who I see. It's a nurse practitioner. So she's a nurse practitioner in the psychiatric field. So I go to see her, and, you know, I'm crying every day, and it's not just the breakup. This predates the breakup. I'm crying every day. I'm sad. I can't think of a single good thing to, you know, to cheer myself up. It's just nothing works. So after seeing her for a while, and you gotta understand, before all this, I was the biggest person against antidepressants. I mean, I just spoke out against them so heavily. And I still do to a point, even though I'm on them now. I think that you can work through it on your own, but And there are times I feel kind of weak because I couldn't get through it on my own because I had to have help. You know, I had to have pharmaceutical help. I had to have professional help. So, you know, so you got to understand, I'm not like, woohoo, better living through chemistry. I'm not like that at all. I fought it every inch of the way, every step. I was fighting it. So after talking to some friends and talking to my family, and talking it out, like you wouldn't believe, I finally decided, yeah, I might as well give this shit a try. You know, because when you're crying every day, and you're accusing people of crazy shit, like I was paranoid, and I was accusing people left and right of, you know, just... I don't know. It's just crazy. I mean, I literally went insane. I lost my shit. And it was not just... I mean, it was many things. Many things caused it. So, anyway. So, after all that, I decided to go on the SSRIs. And it took a little while, you know. It took a little while for it to act, first of all, because, you know, these things are not an immediate thing. You don't take an antidepressant in the morning and at night you're, you know, taking your top off and singing hallelujah. But after a while, I noticed that I stopped crying every day, and it just slowly, you know, the more I took them, the better I'd feel. You know, I'd feel better. And, you know, now I'm kind of on an even keel, I think. It's about damn time. But here's the thing about the Zoloft that I've noticed. It's not that it makes me not depressed. I mean, because the thoughts are still there, and, you know, I still get upset. You know, I still think about things, and I still am mostly, you know, negative, as, you know, as is my nature. And I still think about, you know, the things that I thought about before that made me sad. And I still get sad, but it doesn't nag on me like it did before. Like, before, I was constantly thinking about it, and then... Anyway, it's hard, it's very hard to describe. I mean, I still have the same thoughts, but they don't bring me down, I guess is what I'm trying to say. They don't bring me down at all. So, let's see. So, same thoughts. What else has changed about me? Not crying every day. Let's see. Just outspoken. The other day in a meeting, I finally just said, listen, I can't do it. You guys want too much from me. You know, words to that effect. Not exactly, but anyway, so there's that. And, anyway, am I glad I went on Zoloft? Well, I would have been gladder if I could have, gladder, is that a word? I would have been more glad if I could have worked through it on my own with the help of friends, but, you know, we do's what we can's. We do what we are able to do at the time we have. God, I'm so sleepy. I just said something that made no sense, but anyway. So yeah. So, do I recommend the SSRIs to anybody? You know, that's between you and your mental health professional. You know, because. It helped me, but it's not for everybody. And I know that some people are prescribed antidepressants by people who aren't in the mental health industry. And that's just wrong. You really need to be evaluated. I'm not an expert. I shouldn't. I'm saying this with the caveat that I am not a mental health professional. I never have been. But from my personal experience, you need to first talk it over with a mental health professional. I mean, I've heard so many stories from people like my regular doctor, my internist, or my general internal medicine doctor put me on Zoloft. This is one story that I heard. Put me on Zoloft. Basically, when I started, I started with slowly dosage and went up about a double my dosage every week or 2 weeks, depending, until I got up to where I am now. And they basically put her, which what I'm on now is apparently I don't know if it's a high dose or what, but anyway, so they immediately put her on the dose I'm on now, the dose that they stepped me up to slowly. They put her on it like bam, and it, you know, had a bad effect on her. So anyway, so just be careful with them is all I'm going to say. And definitely seek help. Okay, so enough talking about depression, enough talking about sadness. And so the weather's beautiful here in the central Tennessee area. It's lovely. Having a good time. What else? I just don't know what to say. I'm so sleepy. This may be a short cast. Next week I'm going to be in Texas a little bit. I won't be podcasting because I'm not taking my computer, but it should be, you know, good times in Texas. So, I've been crafting. What else? Oh, Project Runway finale was on this week. BFD. I was watching. I had the TV on, and I fell asleep during the last episode of Project Runway. I did record it because I knew I was going to fall asleep. See, I know myself. I know I'm going to fall asleep. But I had a crazy dream that night that Chloe won. And oh my gosh, wouldn't you know it, Chloe won. So, you know, I don't really care to watch the finale. I've seen the fashions. I know who won. So what do I care? Why do I want to watch the finale? Although I know that Andre will be on it. And I like Andre. So, you know, I think I try to go for a 20-minute minimum show on this podcast, but right now I just don't feel it. I don't really have anything interesting. I mean, I never have anything interesting to say. Who am I trying to kid? I never have anything to say. But I have even less to say today. I should have made a list because I've thought of so many things this week to talk about, you know? Like, oh, let me tell you about my drama. I was training somebody in an office. And next to our office, there were other trainings going on where they were learning how to, the training going on next door, they were learning how to move, how to use this equipment. And the training where I was, that I was leading, was computer training. So, you know, we're in this room and we can occasionally hear something going on next door in the equipment training. And all of a sudden we hear thunk and, you know, so they run in. Apparently, someone fell. So, for the second time in my life, I called 911. And the first time I called 911 was because I saw a truck overturned in a ditch on a snowy day. And it was covered. And I thought, what if the guy didn't get out of there? And I was freaked out. But so then I called 911 for the second time in my life yesterday. And so that's my big deal. I've got some earrings on sale on eBay. They kind of look like elephants with their trunks up in the air on their heads. Nobody wants these fucking earrings. They've been on, I did a 7-day sale. Nobody friggin' wants them. So, I don't know, they're driving me up a friggin' wall. I mean, it's like if I stuck them up my butt, would you want them anymore? I don't know. So buy those earrings. Do it. Do it! Okay, well, I'm going to close off now. I really got nothing to say. I'm so sleepy. All right.